Hi, I'm Curtis.
I'm Melissa.
I'm Connor.
And welcome to the What's Happening podcast. Why not catch up with what's happening over a barista bar from Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Vivo Extra. Barista bar, it's coffee as it should be. We are back!
Yeah!
Season 3, episode 11 of the What's Happening podcast. Not only are we back, but we are back in the studio together.
Yeah!
It's great to see your lovely faces in person.
It's really, really nice to like not be chatting over a Zoom screen and then having the whole that stuff. And do you know what? I feel like we've been here before. Because we have. This happened like halfway through season 1, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Where
we
ended up like going home and then being back
coming
in the
back.
Studio. It feels like we're reliving a part of last year.
Yeah, no, don't remind me.
I hope this is the second and the last time. That's all I'm saying.
I really hope so.
See if there's another lockdown. I'm not doing it. Like, I'm not.
You're not doing the podcast, or you're not doing the lockdown?
I'm not doing lockdown, though. No. I'm just not. I'm rebelling.
It is great to be back in the studio. Not only that, it's great to see things starting to open up again, and like the beer gardens have opened, the gyms have opened, we've had haircuts. It's so good, isn't it?
Have you had a haircut yet, Melissa?
No, I haven't had my hair done. And you want to know why? First of all, my hairdresser moved to Dubai. Second of all, the actual hairdressers that I went to didn't renew their lease in Belfast. So
do you need to find a new one?
Yeah, I'm looking for a new hairdresser.
Have you even had like your nails? Yeah you've had your
look
nails
at these.
Done.
Yeah. Listen,
it's not too bad then.
Listen. My favourite sign.
You're bound to know someone like a friend who has decided to like train as a hair.
I do, but I'm very, very, very fussy about my hair. I like to go to a hairdresser that uses these treatments because I have naturally very dry hair, as I've said before, and I don't want it bleached out of my head and then all break off. You know, I want it to be nourished and looked after, and it definitely needs that at this point. So I am looking at a couple of hairdressers in Belfast. I think I picked one, but somebody told me hairdressers weren't taking on new clients until they completed, you know, their backlog. Their own client list. So I'm a little bit nervous to message anybody, but I think I've settled on one last night. I was looking through their pictures and I was like, yes. And I looked at their, you know, like online, and they use Olaplex, which I want them to use on my hair. And I'm thinking, yep, that's who I'm going to go for. So I'm going to ring and see if I can get an appointment.
It's hard work being a girl, like, isn't it?
Oh my god,
mate, yeah.
Two back and sides.
So,
do you know what I mean? That's all you need. Two back and sides. You're in, you're out in 15 minutes. Like, anyway, welcome along to episode 11 of season 3. We did take a break because we're getting a bit fed up with the whole Zoom thing, like the rest of the world, I think. But we're back in the studio, which means we are back on the podcast. And you might have noticed we have a new sponsor on board.
Sponsor!
Someone sponsored us.
Somebody listened to this and was like, we want to attach our name to that. What were they thinking?
And we're sipping on it right now because
Connor brought
in the good.
Yeah, Connor thought it would be a great idea to stop past the shop and pick up some Barista Bar. So thank you to the lovely guys over at Barista Bar. No listener of the week this week because we've been off for a couple of weeks and there's just way too many to choose from people who have followed and been in contact and stuff. So
way too many to choose from.
Way too many. What is it with you two? We're trying to sell something here to smoke and mirrors and you two are just knocking them down.
Okay, sorry.
So many people to choose from. You can be listener of the week next week. Melissa's going to tell you how you can do that. On today's episode, we are going to be chatting about underrated things. We got talking this morning about things that are underrated, like just nice, simple things that don't get enough credit. So we're going to move on to that later on. And we've also got the quiz. Connor claims he has got a banger of a quiz.
I came up with it this morning in the shower and I was quite proud of it, you know.
Connor's quizzes are always the best, so I can't wait to hear it.
But he doesn't have his wee desk now.
I know, so that's what I was thinking this morning. I was like, because I've gotten into the habit of like making little clips and stuff like that, I can't do that, unfortunately.
You can. I mean, if you want, what you can do is you can sit in this side of the desk
with
the controls and you can do the quiz from here. I'm fine with that.
You can do that, but I'm quite proud of my quiz, so we'll see how it goes.
Instantly worried about a quiz that Connor thought of in the shower.
Nervous.
Instantly worried. But before we do any of that, let's catch up about what has been happening over the last couple of weeks, because it has been a life-changing couple of weeks because things are open again.
Yeah.
So who wants to go first? Who's had an exciting week?
Melissa? Yep.
I wouldn't say I've had a particularly exciting week. However, I moved on!
Yay!
honestly, you were right. It was a little bit stressful. But I have to say, my boyfriend doesn't even listen to the podcast. So I'm about to
say... Love the support. Love the support, Scott. Thank you for listening.
I'm about to say really nice things about him. And he's never going to hear them. But he is just the best person, I think, to move house with. Because I think one of the things I love so much about him is that boy just gets stuff done. Like there's no sitting around with him, you know. It's what's next. So pretty much by the first night, we had the apartment sitting pretty. We
mm-hmm. just really
yeah so the next every box was unpacked by the first wow. night, other than my dressing room. And I'll tell you why my dressing room took the longest, because I ran out of hangers pretty quickly.
I was gonna say, I think we can imagine why your dressing room took the longest.
I took, oh my goodness, so I went to so many shops. And I only like the felt hangers because they grip your clothes better. Yeah. And also they're thinner, so you can stack more onto a reel. I think I sold Belfast out of those hangers. Couldn't get them anywhere. My mom had to bring some up from like Ballymena or something. But no, got enough hangers, got it sorted. And yeah, it's really, really, really fun. Quite stressful at the start. I was sweating. I think the most stressful part was the bit that I did on my own, where we packed the car up from my house. Then yeah. I left and I was late to pick up the keys, and Scott was coming from Dublin, and I knew he'd already been in his van because he got a van to bring his stuff up. I knew he'd already been in that for an hour, and I still hadn't gotten my car to drive to Belfast. And I was like, he's going to be there first and I meant to pick up the key. But no, it all worked out really well. And yeah, it was so nice, and we're just kind of settling in now.
Good.
That's good.
But other than that, I wouldn't say anything else too exciting has been happening. I have had my nails done.
Yeah.
Which honestly feels amazing. I went extra long. I never, ever go for nails this long. But I just thought, look, it's been ages.
They look lovely. They look very awkward though.
Here, I have to say, I'm thinking about going long every time. I really thought I wasn't going to be able to do anything.
Yeah.
I can do everything except right. So this morning I was doing a little workout with my boyfriend before I came to the podcast, uh-huh. and it was the first time he got the boxing gloves out, and I was like, I'm going to snap every single one of these nails, every single one of them. And I was like, don't. So then he gave me his gloves. I think they're actual like sparring gloves or whatever. They don't have, you know, they're not closed.
Yeah.
So your hands are at the end, which is all well and good until you miss the pad, right?
Uh-huh.
So then I caught my thumbnail on the pad and I thought I'd ripped my whole thumb off. So that's been the only issue so far. But really, really chuffed. Like I said, still need to get my hair done. Didn't go to a bar because Curtis and I covered. So, oh my gosh, I forgot.
We almost forgot about that, didn't we?
Yes, we have an announcement. We've known this since like you guys were congratulating me on getting the Weekend Breakfast show. And I was like, shut up, it's not my show. Because the whole time it was actually always going to be Curtis and I's show.
Yeah.
So Curtis and I are now on Weekend Breakfast. But we weren't allowed in the studio together, so I just kind of held the fort for a while until we were allowed back in. So this weekend, Curtis and I had our first Weekend Breakfast show together.
We did.
But as well as that, we ended up covering breakfast on Friday and Monday because just things were going on and it was bank holiday and the actual breakfast show was off. So I didn't go to any bars because I was absolutely wrecked.
Yeah.
I just came home and went for a nap. But I did go to TK Maxx, which, as you know, is my favourite shop. Sadly, I was disappointed. Apparently, people were queuing outside TK Maxx as early as they were queuing outside Primark.
Nah.
I would believe that. Like, nah. I wouldn't do it, but I would believe it.
Yeah. I have to say, I've been to three now because I love TK Maxx. I've been to the Newton Arts one, I've been to the Boucher Road one, and I've been to the Belfast City Centre one. And not one of them is as good as I remember. And I think it's because so many people have been in at this point that they're kind of all picked over.
Yeah.
But, you know, I still got that little giddy feeling inside because I just love TK Maxx.
My girlfriend says something really interesting, and I think you're going to instantly identify with this, right? So I was telling her about how you like to go to TK Maxx and kind of do the same thing she does. So Ashley doesn't go to TK Maxx and look for something.
Mm-hmm.
She goes and browses and finds things. And I kind of said this to her, and she was like, Curtis, let me tell you about TK Maxx. And I was like, right, okay. She goes, you don't go to TK Maxx because there's something you want. TK Maxx tells you what you want.
100%.
And I was like, that is TK Maxx, isn't it?
TK Maxx tells me I need all these different kind of soaps for my bathroom. And I haven't just moved into a new apartment. I'm like, well, I could have that little hand soap sitting by the sink. And what about this one? And what about this one? And actually, every hand soap should also have a moisturizer beside it. So we'll get a little hand cream as well and set that over there. And chopping boards. Like, I went for the chopping boards because TK Maxx always have the best chopping boards. And let me tell you, it took me to my third TK Maxx to find one that I liked. And I was washing it up last night after Scott made the dinner. I've had that chopping board less than 24 hours and I have never seen such deep scratches in a chopping board from a knife. Like, what was he doing? My perfect new chopping board is destroyed. I'm going to be able to only face it one way. And do you know what's the most annoying part about it? He chopped on the beautiful side.
Do you know what? I think that was mine and Liv's first argument when we first moved in together.
What are you doing?
So we got like I forget where Liv got it from. It was like this marble chopping board. And I made dinner one night. And Liv, so I make dinner and Liv does the dishes and the cleaning up. So I was sitting in the living room and Liv was doing the cleaning up. And she was like, "Connor!" I was like, "What?" Ran into the kitchen. Thought something was wrong.
She's like, "Something was wrong.
What were you doing with the chopping board?" And I was like, "Chopping on it." She's like, no, you can't do that. And I was like, "Well, that's what it's for. Chop on it." She was like, "No, you can't chop on the chopping board." And I was like, "Right, okay then. What's the point in having it?"
Honestly, I'm sure.
For show.
I've never seen, like... It looks like he took, what are those things called? An axe? Yeah. It looks like he took an axe and he just chopped wood on it. Like, they're so deep. I actually didn't even say to him because last night he got in from personal training and I went to work. And then this morning we worked out and then he's away to work again. So I haven't actually said to him, but I'm so shocked and appalled. I don't even know how I'm going to approach the conversation.
Like, yeah. What the hell did you do to the chopping board? That's probably a good place to start. Like,
what was he using? Although I have to say, we got these Russell Hobbs knives and they are so sharp. So
maybe
I know it was knives, but still, it was so pretty. And now I'm going to have to go back to TK Maxx and get another one.
Oh no, you're going to have to go back to TK Maxx. What a shame, eh? What a shame.
But yeah, that's pretty much me caught up, to be completely honest. It hasn't been that exciting, but it is exciting, obviously, that bars and shops are back open.
Yeah, yeah.
And I cannot wait to sit in a beer garden and have maybe a cider or a gin and tonic or a glass of wine, but just not at the moment, because if you look at the weather forecast for the following week, it's raining every single day. So whoever actually went on Friday when bars opened, smart people. Yes, they might have queued for 2 hours, but they got a drink in the sun, and that doesn't look like it's going to happen for a while now.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because obviously we did breakfast on Bank Holiday Monday, and I'd said to Ash, I was like, let's go out later in the day, we'll book into one of the beer gardens, we're going to have a few drinks, and then it was just a washout all day, and it's kind of like, I don't feel like I've missed out now, because the weather's just been atrocious and still is atrocious. Like, what is going on?
It was snowing coming into the studio today. Snowing.
Did you watch the Man City Paris Saint Germain match through the
week?
Snow
on the pitch.
And there was snow on the pitch. It's like, it is May. Sort it out. Connor, what happened over the last couple of weeks since we last saw you? Anything big to report?
Nothing really. So I was sitting thinking this morning, obviously I like to write out my little lists, and I was like, what have I actually done since we stopped recording? And I couldn't think back. So I just thought, well, what have I done recently? So started and finished watching Snowpiercer.
Well, what do you think?
Very good. Very, very good.
What a noise.
Yeah, you need to watch it, Matt.
Because I told you, I can't say I told you so enough.
It took a maybe two episodes to get into it.
The first episode's weird though. It's all about the tail, isn't it, as far as I remember. And it's just like, oh, what is this? And then it kind of turns out to be, I mean, it is about that, but not really about that. So Curtis, just start.
Do you know, I do want to watch it, right? It is on my list to watch, and I've been trying to talk Ashley into watching Line of Duty for so long, and then I'd said, let's watch Snowpiercer. Like, I'm interested in Line of Duty, so I kind of had to take that chance while it was there. So we're on that at the minute. Hopefully Snowpiercer's going to be next.
Have you watched Line of Duty?
No.
Okay, I'll not say anything then.
I might start it.
Yeah,
it really should.
It's really good.
I know, but I've seen all the reviews of the final episode. And
that's what I was going to say, yeah.
Like, is it not 7 seasons long?
Six. But only six
really
episodes.
They're only like 6 episodes.
The only thing is,
and I think we've had this conversation before, the episodes are an hour long.
Yeah.
And see if there's like a show that's 45 minutes long, I'll happily sit down and watch it. I'll be like, 45 minutes? Yeah, I can watch a few of those. But when it comes to an hour, I'm like, ah, it's too long.
Yeah.
Like, because I sort of think, oh, that's nearly a movie.
Yeah.
So speaking of movies, we actually watched one on Netflix on Monday. So I was doing Curtis's show on Bank Holiday Monday because you were doing breakfast. So came home and me and Liv had a bite to eat and just kind of chilled in the evening and watched a few bits on TV. We watched a movie called Things Seen and Heard.
Never.
Scary movie? Really good, watch
no,
it.
No, I don't watch scary movies.
It's very, very good. So we watched that. And every Saturday, so I would have Saturday morning and afternoon off before doing the radio in the evening. Me and Liv have started to go on like wee kind of drives to go for coffees and buy seat and stuff. So we went and got a club sandwich on Saturday and went for a drive to Cumber to get coffee from... I think it's quite popular, the coffee
Treat.
Shop down there.
Called, yeah.
Yes, really, really good.
Because you texted into the WhatsApp and in group chat and you're like, Liv wants to go on an adventure. And I was thinking, Liv is my kind of girl. I want to go on an adventure too.
So we've been doing that every Saturday. Just
That's
kind
so
of
nice.
Trying like wee places, even like... We've just been going to Sainsbury's and getting like sandwiches and stuff and having like a picnic in the car.
Oh, that's my favourite thing.
Just doing bits and pieces. Curtis had suggested going for a walk at Scrabble and I mentioned that to Liv and she was having none of it.
Really?
Yeah, like was not doing.
Well, that's going to lead into one of my stories, but we'll come back to that.
So we did that on Saturday and then on the way home we were coming, where did we go? We went to Cumber and then we just went on a little drive and we were coming back up from like Hollywood direction and I needed to go to IKEA because I wanted to get a plant for my desk. So we nipped into IKEA and there was no one there, like no queue, no nothing. And
really?
I was like, oh my God, this is great. And then on Sunday, there was a big football match on. So I think I've mentioned this before. So I take my days off the radio, my Sunday evenings off the radio based around
United
big,
playing.
Yeah, big football matches. So United were supposed to play Liverpool on Sunday. So I went, Liv wanted to go into town. So I went in on the terms that we would be home for 4:30 so I can watch kickoff. So went into town and we were walking to Zara because Liv wanted to go and return a few bits. And luckily enough, we had bumped into our two friends. So Liv's friend, Rachel and Paul. And we got to the queue at Zara. And I was like, I'm not standing in that. Like, it's not happening.
I haven't been in because the queue is
It's crazy.
So long.
For Zara, really?
Yeah. It was really, really long. Yeah. So we
it
ended
probably,
up...
It probably was fast moving, but I didn't join it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So me and Paul went to get a pint. And, like, the weather on Sunday was quite nice. It was a little bit cloudy, but the sun kind of poked through. But you have to wait a good while to get a pint, like. Like I don't know if it's the same everywhere, but we had to wait 45 minutes.
Where did you go
on a drink? A place that rhymes with...
He doesn't want to say it just in case they don't let him back in.
Shoot Kaftan?
Oh, I know it. That does not rhyme. You should have said Date Kaftan.
Yeah.
Okay.
We know what you're talking about anyway.
So we sat down, got a table and said to the guys, can we order some pints? And he was like, yeah. And
took our order
and then walked back. 45 minutes had passed
before you got your pint.
What?
Yeah,
no way.
That's what I said. And
I thought you meant you queued for 45 minutes.
We waited 45 minutes on a pint and I like got his attention. I was like, can we get our drinks? And he's like, yeah, what do you want? I was like, you took
Are
our
you
order
joking?
45 minutes ago. So
we
eventually got the drinks and like that was the only thing. Like, I don't know if it's the same as everywhere, like I'd said.
It's probably just so flat out and so busy and just not even register and order something.
Well, it is, yeah, but and I don't know if it's because of restrictions, but there was only two like waiters and waitresses on.
Mm.
So I don't know. So yeah, did that and that is pretty much...
How was the pint?
Do you know what? It was good.
Yeah.
Because it was the first, like, I think it was September and then around Christmas that things had reopened again.
Yeah.
I never went out to, like, get a pint or anything like that. So it was my first, like, pint from a bar in, like, a year and a half.
Oh. I bet you it was incredible.
It was
I went
great,
out
man.
Once and we
really
all
good.
Got food poisoning. So, not all. 3 out of 4, though.
Yeah.
So I think it was from the place I went. So I haven't really been out
isn't it
for
good,
a good
though,
experience
either. Isn't it good that they don't have all those stupid rules that you have to order food with your drink in it? Like, all that's out the window.
Yeah, because some bars clearly weren't food servers anyway.
No. I know.
You know,
and like people were just getting plates of chips for like a table full of 6 people, and which is fair enough.
It was a minimum spend as well. Like, what kind of rule was that? So you couldn't just order a side; it had to be a minimum spend of £7.
Something like that,
Well, like without getting into restrictions and stuff, like the nitty gritty of it, I think that there's a rule now that you don't need to be serving food, but you need to have a chef on the premises
ready.
Yeah,
you need to have food on the menu.
To cook food, yeah.
But the people don't have to order.
And also, they changed the rules about the outdoor areas. Either needs to have no walls or no roof.
Yeah.
Because I'd heard about a couple of places, let's not even get into it. But do you know what I sometimes, I mean, I think all the time, I just can't believe what we've been through. And I can't wait for the children of the generations below us to have to study this in history, and they'll be like, wait, so you were allowed out for food, for drinks, but you had to pay £7.50 on food. Yes, but then when May came around 2021 you were allowed out for drinks and you didn't have to have food. Like, can you
but
imagine
the place couldn't have walls.
Can you imagine the history question?
Yeah.
And you had to remember the dates, like May 2021 that's when they were allowed back out for just pints and pints only, but it was only outside, no walls, no roof. Like,
nobody is passing that exam. Nobody is passing that exam.
We wouldn't pass it, and we've lived it.
I seen a thing the other day which was quite funny. So it was like the year 2045, and this girl was turning up to her first day at uni, and she's like, met another girl, and she's like, oh, what's your name? She's like, I think I have a really unique name. It's called Social. And then her second name was Distance or something. Social Distance.
Like, just imagine that exam question. Like, does a bowl of like onion rings count as a substantial meal in 2020? Is like, fuck, no. Does it? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I might have swore there. Sorry.
Yeah. But yeah, guys, like that's all that I've been getting up to. Curtis, what about you, miss?
Much like yourselves, I haven't been out yet or anything like that. And the reason I haven't been is because, like Melissa said, we were covering breakfast over the last sort of few days and stuff. Yeah. And when you're up at that time in the morning and you finish work at 10 o'clock, you have there's a fine line between having a productive day and not having a productive day. If you come home and sit down on the sofa,
you're
done.
Of yourself.
Yeah. You're done.
Shell of yourself.
So that's basically what I did for those 4 days.
Same.
and I had planned on returning to the gym. Like I did. I did eventually make my triumphant return to the gym, but on day one on Friday, I was kind of like, I got into my normal gym routine of saying I'm going to go and not going.
Yeah.
Which is a routine in its own right. The second day I put my gym clothes on and didn't go. And then on Tuesday, I eventually went back. It was lovely to get back. It's nice to see everybody getting back to the gym.
Yeah.
I've been mostly watching Line of Duty because I'm not caught up.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, the final of the series was on Sunday night.
What series are you on?
So I'm halfway through series 4 now. So I am.
How good is the ending of series 3?
Very good.
It's unreal, isn't it?
Very, very good,
I think
that's
the best part of the whole show.
Don't say anything
really?
More.
No, I'm not going to say anything more now.
Okay.
I might start.
I didn't see it coming, but I saw it coming, if you know what I mean. So very, very good. The only thing is, I'm kind of like, I'm building up to the final of Series 6. And obviously, like I say, the reviews of it were so bad. Like, a lot of people said it. Not only that, but I read a spoiler, so...
Oh, no. Yeah. I haven't even seen a spoiler, but I think because I don't watch it, I wouldn't a spoiler, even if I saw it.
So I think spoiler alerts now need to be like, law. Before you write an article, you must put spoiler alert because it's ruined the whole thing. Like that's a week. And well, when did I start watching? I started watching it last week, didn't I?
Yeah.
So that's a week of my time.
Yeah.
Like down the drain because I now know how season 6 finishes.
You completely know.
I know the answer to the big question.
Oh no.
I don't think it's finished though. I think there'll be another series.
There's bound to be.
Yeah.
There has to be. Because for a show to do that well and be that good the whole way through to finish on. But then again, like, Game of Thrones finished on a clanger as well.
And I've heard all about it. I've never watched Game of Thrones.
I've watched like half of series 1 and 2 and sort of decided it wasn't for me.
Mm.
I think I got onto the hype and was like, I feel like I need to like this. And then halfway through, I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I never got into the hype. And then on the fifth season, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to watch them all at once. I wasn't really doing anything with my days. And I caught up right to the fifth season and then never watched the second.
You got all the way up to the fifth season?
Yeah, I hated it. I hated every moment of it. I just, I didn't enjoy it. I actually, that's not true. I loved the bits with Daenerys in them.
Yeah.
That was the only bits I really liked.
See, I like the idea of it, but
I don't even like the idea of it.
I like the idea of it, but whenever, like, I like stuff to feel like it could have actually happened. So whenever the dragons appeared, I was like, nah. I'm out. Like, I'm not into dragons or anything like that. So did you ever watch The Walking Dead?
No.
No, miss.
No, you never watched The Walking Dead. So there was a part in The Walking Dead, I can't remember what series it was, but it was getting good the whole way up, and then all of a sudden they just introduced this character. I can't remember what his name was. He was called like the King or something like that, and he just had this big tiger as a pet.
Mm-hmm.
Like this massive gigantic tiger, but it was clearly CGI
Yeah.
and wasn't a real thing. And that was the point where I was just like, no. I'm done. Like, why would you do that? So that happened. And then obviously there was the day that you went to Cumber. And yeah. I said about going up Scrabble. I suggested it because I, at the time I was up Scrabble with my dog.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if you've ever been up the Scrabble. There's Killy Netherwood, like the forest part of it.
Yeah, you, I think so. Where you park is the, so the tower is over to the right. You walk up a little bit, the tower's to the right. Yeah. Is the forest to the left?
Do you know where the toilets are?
Yes.
And that path up the side of it, that takes you into the forest,
right? Okay.
So if you go up that path, that'll take you to the forest. It's like a big loop, but it's like part of it's up high and then the other part's down low. So you walk around this like circle that goes up and down. So I did that with Alfie, walked along, and I think by the time we were nearly done, we were about 45 minutes in, and all of a sudden, there's just this big, like, do you know those, like, the tape they use to block parts off, like the red and white striped tape? That was there, and it said, caution, dangerous trees. So I was kind of like, right, should I go through anyway? And then I thought, no, because it's just my luck that a tree will fall on me if, if I'm walking through here. So it was either go back the way we came, which is going to be another 45 minutes, or climb up this nearly vertical hill, which was off the beaten track. And that's what I decided to do. Climb up this hill.
Man, I couldn't stop laughing at your voice note.
Oh my goodness. I've never heard somebody so exhausted.
We were going to put the voice note on the radio the other day, but the sheer amount of profanities that I used, we couldn't. So I had to climb up this hill. And halfway up the hill, the dog just stopped.
Yeah.
Like, stopped dead and looked at me and was like,
I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it anymore. So I had to carry him up. And now, Elfie's, he's a Jack Russell Terrier. He's only 6 kilograms, right? But see, whenever you're carrying 6 kilograms of dead weight up a hill,
yeah,
it was horrible. So we get stuck as well because there's no path. So I was just climbing through like a load of bushes, and there was fallen trees that I had to like climb over and get under and stuff. And it was a nightmare. I felt like I was in one of those SAS programs, except carrying a dog instead of something else. We got there eventually. I then voice noted you saying, "Don't do it."
Yeah,
because it was horrible. So that's the last time I tried to be adventurous. So it is. But that was pretty much my week. Nothing too exciting. Just so glad that things are back open again. Obviously, there was the weekend breakfast show which we launched this week, which I'm very happy to have got stuck into, because it was a nightmare knowing that we were like, you know, that we were going to do that show and not being able to tell anybody. And Connor, do you know what? We really missed you on it. We would love you to be on that show.
I said earlier, like, I feel as though I'm being left out now because you guys are having conversations and I'm missing out on, like, the biz and stuff.
Yeah, but
what's
there's
going
always
on
the
with
podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, the podcast takes an hour to record, but we're usually here for 2.5 hours. So you're not going to miss out on too much. And you're welcome into the show anytime. Anytime. I was thinking of a feature that we could, like, get you involved in the show. And I was going to say to you through the week, Melissa, how do you think Connor would feel about being woken up at like 8 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday and a Sunday by a random phone call?
And we could do Connor's quotes or something.
We're thinking of a way to get you in there, mate, don't worry. But we know you love your dance music on Saturday nights, so we couldn't take that off you.
No,
so
I was going to say there would be a lot of profanity if you rang me at like 6 o'clock on a Saturday or Sunday morning.
So we can't do it, just don't do it live?
Yeah.
Okay, that works for me. Right, you've got a quiz lined up, should we do it?
I do, let's do it.
Woo! Winner stays on. Hello, you're listening to the What's Happening podcast with Barista Bar. Great tasting coffee on the go at Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Vivo Extra. Barista Bar coffee as it should be. So Connor's got a quiz for us.
Yes, so like I said, I came up with this morning when I was in the shower, and I came out of the shower and said to Liv...
I was so worried about where that was going. I was like, I came out of the shower and had an epiphany.
And said to Liv, I was like, I have an idea for the quiz because I have to do the quiz this week. And she was like, yeah, it's good. So... with the bars now being reopened, like we mentioned, we're still not allowed live music, although we are allowed poetry.
That's, I saw this.
So, this week's quiz, I'm going to do dramatic readings of popular songs.
Oh my goodness.
Dramatic readings. I am so on board with
so
this.
So, just, I'm going to, like, say the lyrics and you just need to guess which song it is, okay?
I'm so excited about the dramatic reading part.
Me too.
Well, I tried to practice this today, and I say dramatic reading. It might not be dramatic, but...
you have to make it as dramatic as you possibly can.
We'll go with it, okay?
How many are there?
There's 7.
Right, okay. Okay, I like this.
So if you know...
so creative.
If you know what it is, please shout out, because I don't want to be sitting here doing dramatic readings the whole way through, like, each song. So. Okay.
So have you not taken, like, snippets of the song?
Well,
like,
I have, but, like, I've did, like... the first and the chorus. So,
right, okay.
So just in case you don't get it, then I can keep going.
Okay, right, let's do it.
Okay, so the first one is, if you want to run away with
Lisa, me. Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Levitating, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Connor, that wasn't very dramatic.
Okay.
It should have been, if you want to run away. Okay.
Yes, okay. Connor, come on.
You can't just say them. You can't tell us you're doing a dramatic reading and just say it.
Okay, 1-0 Melissa. Second one. So,
I know. Okay.
What?
So tell me, would you feel my love? Because I can never get enough. So tell me, would you feel my love?
Curtis?
Yeah, I could never leave. Yeah.
Is that topic in ATV?
It is, mate.
Yeah. Is it your love?
Oh my gosh, I can't even hear it. How does it go?
So tell me,
would you feel my love?
Oh my gosh, that sounded nothing like it.
So
it's a dramatic remix.
I
was trying to like think of songs, and I've went through your playlists. So
you put the Kill FM playlist on. Yeah, what you've done. Yeah.
So you have played these songs yesterday in your shows. Okay. So 1-1. Third one. 9:05 in the evening. I'm all up in my feelings. Calling your phone because I can't get enough.
Oh, I know it.
This is so hard.
And I got work in the morning, early, early in the morning. But who needs sleep when we're living
Curtis.
It up? Yeah.
Joel Corey, bed.
Are you joking?
Oh my God.
How does that go?
I got work in the morning, early in the morning.
Hang on.
That sounds, no, I can't, what?
I got a bed, but I'd rather be alone tonight. Yeah.
But I can't think of the
I just want to confirm.
Verse.
I just want to confirm. Let's see, right?
Okay.
9:05 in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Oh my gosh. What? I'm so bad at this.
Okay. 2-1. Are they a little bit more dramatic
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're really hard.
Okay. So 4, baby. Now and then, I think about me now and who I could have been, and then I picture all the perfect that we lived, till I cut the strings on your tiny violin. Oh whoa.
What?
Whoa. Yeah.
My mind's got a mind. Of its own.
Wait.
I can hear it.
I
know
can't.
What it is.
And it makes me hate me. I'll explode like a dynamite if I can't decide. Baby. You don't know what that is?
I can hear
Bieber.
The words.
No. Well, I do it again because...
No. I know it.
Give us the first letter of the artist.
A.
A. Fairy... Ava Max.
Yes. Well done, mate. Very popular song on the Kool FM
it's
playlist.
Ava Max, My Head and My Heart.
Yeah.
Well, how does that go? I can't do this.
Baby, now and then. I think about you.
Okay, right. This is... I'm sorry.
Connor doing the dramatic whoa.
It makes it so hard.
Okay, so 3-1 to Curtis. 5, in a whole other life.
Melissa!
There was
a
tiny...
boy that I knew.
Who is it though?
Of course she got.
Who is it though?
Little Mix.
Okay, yeah, you didn't say who it was.
Sorry.
You just kept singing.
I just knew it, you know?
Okay, 3-2. And may I say, there's a lot of artists that use the word baby in their songs now. Okay. 6, baby, I like your style. Grips on your waist, front way.
Oh,
back
Curtis.
Way.
Curtis, that is.
You know that I don't play. Straight,
Lisa.
Not safe, but I never run away.
Oh my God.
Even when
Tiesto.
I'm away. OT, OT.
Drake!
Yes.
Say it again.
Grips on your. Grips,
way,
oh, baby,
way.
Like your style. Grips on your waist, front way, back.
Yeah, got it.
Okay, final one. So I think you've won, Curtis.
I think I've won.
Well
that.
Done,
yeah.
mate.
Yes.
Do you want the final one anyway?
Yeah. It's fine.
I hit the wrong thing there. Sorry about that. For anybody who's never listened to the podcast before, by the way, that is a dolphin noise that Connor once made. Just in case you missed that.
Okay, final one. Mama, please don't worry about me. Because I'm about to let my heart speak. My friends keep telling me to leave this. But let's get down. Let's get down to business.
Down to business! Yeah. That was easy.
Well done, man. 4-3 to Curtis.
Well done. What a tune, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was closer than it should have been.
Yeah,
it's, I was really bad.
That was a great quiz, Connor. Well done. Very well. I thoroughly enjoyed
Why
that.
Why did you come up with that?
I don't know. I was thinking this morning, like, because the last couple of quizzes that I've been doing have been like musical theme. So I was like, all right, okay, what can I do? But I can't use the music clips. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll do that.
Do you know what you should do?
Mm.
More of your thinking in the shower.
Yeah.
Because that was very, very good. I enjoyed that. Well done. Winner stays on. Right then, the topic of this week's episode is underrated things. Very simple things that just don't get enough credit. And you know what? One of those things is definitely Connor's quizzes.
Yeah.
Very underrated.
Do you know what? I'm glad I don't need to make another one next week. And I dreaded, because I think we were supposed to record last week.
We were supposed to record last week.
And
which...
I was like, oh, I don't have a quiz. And then when we decided not to do it, I was like, yes, thank goodness. And then this morning I was like, oh, no, I need to do a quiz.
It kind of drains your energy a bit, doesn't it, thinking of a quiz? Because, like, unless you've got a really good idea, at the time you've got to go in search of a really good idea. And they just keep getting better and better, which makes them harder to do. But
I've never had a really good idea for the quiz, ever.
No, Melissa, those Disney quizzes that you picked up off YouTube were brilliant.
Shut up.
Really, really good. You know the ones where we had to guess the theme tune and it was just you playing a YouTube video?
With the ads in between it.
do you remember that, the ad come on?
Well, look forward to it, because I'm on the quiz next week.
Looking forward to one of them. Right, underrated things. I'm going to get the ball rolling here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One of my most favourite underrated things is a plain margarita pizza.
Yes.
100%.
How underrated is a margarita pizza?
My boyfriend and I have gotten to the conclusion that if we are ordering pizza, we'll either go for barbecue base with something like chicken and ham or chicken and pepperoni. Yeah. He doesn't like peppers and stuff, which is annoying, but whatever, I'll do without. Barbecue base, amazing. But if we can't have that, or they don't do barbecue base, don't mess around with anything else. Just get margarita. It is, like, it hits the spot like nothing else. Because depending on where you go for pizza, if you get normal tomato base, which I don't usually like other than margarita, and you get it loaded up with all the veg and everything, it can be heavy or it can be greasy or it can be anything. But margarita on its own, whether it's greasy, whether it's thick crust, stuffed crust, really skinny slices, it's divine.
Do you know what? Like, this is a saying that is said about music, but it also applies to this. Less is more.
Less is more.
Absolutely. And again, a margarita pizza done right is just... I remember the best slice of pizza I've ever had was in New York, and it was from this... Like, we were walking around New York and we were starving, and we found this, like, wee place just down the street, and it was just one of those places that does slices.
For a dollar.
Just like a slice, and we were like, let's just go there and get something to eat, because we didn't want to go into a restaurant. We're on our way to go and find some museum or something. I can't remember what it was. But we just thought, we'll stop there, have a quick slice, and then move on.
Yeah.
And it was the best thing ever. It was just, like, thick, but the cheese, the layer of cheese on it wasn't thin.
Yeah.
And then
But the slices are the size of, like...
It was like a quarter
pizza.
Of a pizza.
Yeah,
like it was a quarter of a pizza. Like, it was insane.
But it was a quarter of a large pizza. Like, the slice itself is the size of a small pizza.
Do you know what it was? It was a quarter of the best pizza that I've ever had in my life. And the annoying thing is, like, we had planned to go back to New York there and obviously it got cancelled, but I would never be able to find that place again.
They're on, like, they're on every street corner.
Yeah, but are they as good as that? Do you know?
I mean, they're all pretty good.
Connor, underrated things?
Warm socks or boxers in the morning.
That's such a good point, yeah.
Warm pajamas when you're getting into bed at night.
Yes. Also, I have another one. Fresh bed sheets.
Yeah. Fresh bed sheets are so, so good.
Totally agree.
And I don't know if this exists, but I'm convinced I made an invention. Not in the shower, by the way. See the way, like, I love a cold side of the pillow.
Yeah.
Surely nowadays you're bound to get, like, a pillow that's always cold. Like, some sort of coolant system in it, or like,
we have this, we bought a new mattress topper there and it's got like a gel in it.
Oh wow.
Which is supposed to, like, keep cool.
I
don't think so, but it exists. The technology exists, so it does exist. But if you could make it work, then I think you're onto something there, mate, because the cold side of the pillow is amazing, but then, like, 10 minutes later you're like, oh, better flip the pillow over, and then you get into this, like, vicious circle flipping it over, and the other side hasn't quite cooled down yet, and then you're stuck. Do you know
what's also underrated on the topic of pillows? The perfect pillow, because obviously just moving into our new apartment, like I got a duck feather pillow and then a regular like plump pillow, mm-hmm. and together, too much, woke up with a cramp in my neck. On its own, woke up with a cramp in my neck, too low. So Scott likes the plump pillow and I like two duck pillows because you like sink into them and they puff up around you. So it becomes the perfect height for the weight of your own head, I have to say. I've found it. I've finally nailed it.
There's science happening on the podcast today. Yeah. Love it. Yeah. Love it.
You need a really good pillow. Like I stayed in, when I was last out in London for work, I stayed in the hotel and the pillows were that good. I actually took the pillow out of the pillowcase and found the label to take a photo of it.
So he was going to
say, "Stole it." Took it off.
Took the pillow out of the pillowcase and took it with me.
Carrying a pillow to the airport.
Loads of people do that, actually.
Really?
People take their own pillow because people, you know, only sleep with their own pillow.
Do you know what I got from my last flight to America, which was before the pandemic and everything like that? Do you know those
neck pillows
you get them. For going on
Are
holiday?
Are you joking?
Hate them.
I sleep with one every single night.
At home?
Like normal in bed, you sleep with a neck pillow.
So I actually, only now that I've moved, I didn't bring mine with me because I thought I'd get a new one. Because, mm-hmm. I'll tell you why. So I have all these piercings on my ears and I get them in like high up the cartilage and they take a long time to heal. And if you sleep on those every night, they will never heal. So I was told to sleep on that. So you don't put it around your neck, you put it down as your pillow.
Oh, and then your ear like falls into it.
Your ear's in the hole and then your head's supported.
Yeah.
I slept on that every night for 2 years. I've only just stopped because the piercings take a full year to heal.
I can imagine.
Yeah. So
what I was going to say was I got one of those for flying, but with a hood on it, right? Mm. And the hood has wee drawstrings, so whenever you're going to sleep,
pull it down.
Pull the strings.
Class. Hood.
You look like Kenny from South Park, but it's so, so comfortable.
Privacy.
Melissa, what's an underrated thing for you?
The dishwasher. Honest to goodness, life is good with a dishwasher. In my home house, right? My mum will be listening to this and she'll be nodding her head. Like, we have a dishwasher. We had a dishwasher in the past as well. The past dishwasher broke because we didn't use it enough. Like, dishwashers can literally shut down because they're not used, not because they're used too much.
That's the most dramatic thing ever, is it? You're not using me. I don't care. I'm done.
So it broke. So we got a new one. When we got our new kitchen and said that we would use it. No, we didn't. There was always an argument in my house over who was doing the dishes and I'd be like, I'm not doing them. I didn't make them all. I hate touching dirty dishwasher. Like, I absolutely hate it. So my boyfriend and I are living in blissful happiness because we just put the dishes in the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
He puts the dishwasher on before he goes to bed because I'm obviously on air. I'm at the station. Then in the morning, he goes to work. I get up. I empty the dishwasher. We are in this perfect, harmonious dishwasher life. And I imagine there'd be a lot more tension in the house if we didn't have one.
Do you know what? So I know that we're talking about things that are underrated. Do you know one of the worst things in the world? And I hate it.
What?
Speaking of dishes. See when you're like doing the dishes and then you put your hand in the sink and the little bits around
something touches it.
Listen,
yeah.
A bit of food.
So I did the dishes. So obviously, we still have to do a couple because we don't put the saucepans or anything in the dishwasher. I don't think you can. So I was washing up the saucepans and I had loaded the dishwasher, I'd washed up the saucepans and I was like, I can't put my hand in there. So I left the sink full for him to open. Like, that was the only thing he had to do.
But the dishwasher as well, like the wee tray that catches all the stuff, like having to empty it, it stinks. It's stinking. But dishwashers are I don't own a dishwasher, so I can guarantee how underrated they are because there's nothing I hate more than doing the dishes.
Yeah.
It's just annoys me. Dirty dishwasher, and I hate drying the dishes. I absolutely hate it. Like, the tea towel progressively gets damper, stops drying them. If you don't have good quality tea towels, they don't even soak up the water. Yeah. You're just moving it around the plates. It does my head in. Hate dishes.
Right, another underrated thing for me is the smell of coffee in the morning.
Oh.
Is that not the best thing ever?
Yes.
Or the smell of like either coffee or like a bakery or something like that. On a good day as well.
Listen, there's a bakery right outside here and when I leave the station at 1 a.m, they've started baking.
Yeah, it's banging.
I can't explain the smell. It's phenomenal. You've left and you can smell it. But coffee in the morning, I totally agree. I have an espresso machine. I don't like fancy coffee. Like, I am an instant coffee girl. I know that's awful and makes people feel sick, but I just like instant coffee. But I kept the espresso machine because Scott loves fancier coffee. So this morning I was doing my workout with him and he made himself a coffee and it just filled the whole room. I love the smell of coffee much more than I like the taste, and it just smelt like a proper coffee shop. It was so nice.
But it has to be like, see, like the smell of coffee at 10 o'clock in the morning does nothing for me. But see, 8 o'clock in the morning,
yeah,
it's like really early and you're like, ah, that's coffee.
It's different.
See, if you're like into the smell of coffee, I would recommend ground coffee and make it in a cafetiere. It just smells incredible. Like,
do you know you can froth your milk with those things as well?
Yeah.
If you pump it up online.
I actually have a wee electronic milk frother.
I want to get one of those.
It's so handy. It's like a wee digital one and it has like...
Do you know what we get on Amazon.
Do you know what we bought? A blender. We bought like a good blender, like an adult kind of blender, not one of the wee juicer things, but like a full-blown blender. And like, they're underrated because when you're making smoothies and stuff, like they make the stuff so much smoother and all. The only thing is we haven't really made too many smoothies with it. We've just been making daiquiris.
Yeah.
So we have... Well, no, Ashley's been making daiquiris because I think whenever things start to open up again, because we've moved to a house now, we've got the room to entertain people.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to have like a barbecue and people are going to come around and stuff, and she's been practicing her daiquiri making. And
did you tell her about my perfect recipe?
Perfect recipe for... Oh, the daiquiri recipe you were telling me about?
Yeah, I was telling Curtis. I used to work in a bar and I made hands down the best daiquiris ever. You can make them with lots of different... You can actually make them with... three different kinds of spirits, probably more, but I was telling Curtis the best secret recipe and I told him to pass it on to Ashley, so I'm going to assume that you didn't.
No, I just it was your secret recipe, it's not mine to tell. Are you willing to reveal it on thought we were getting a Melissa Riddell exclusive there, but no. But that's all we've been doing with the blender. See, I feel 30 now that I own a blender. Do you know what I mean?
What is it? I have a Nutribullet. It's not like
It's called a Ninja.
I've seen those. Yeah. They're the ones with the... They go almost like in a four at the bottom.
In a what?
In a four, like it all folds up in like a flower.
I don't know. Let me show you my blender, okay?
It's like a big square thing on the bottom and then the thing's a jug on the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that. The thing's bloody huge. I kind of underestimated the size of it. Now, it just like takes up a lot of the kitchen.
Yeah.
So it does like a lot of the work top. But blender's underrated. Get a blender.
Not been like putting random stuff in to see if it blends?
Not yet.
You should.
Oh my word. Scott watches those YouTube videos like, does it blend?
Yeah.
Are they a thing? iPhones and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they a thing?
Yeah.
Yes. I'll not be blending my phone, but like I've just been... No. Like I've been making like random smoothie mixes.
Yeah.
So like, I'm not a big breakfast eater, right? And now that I've started back to the gym, I'm very aware that I need to eat breakfast. So usually I'd have like a bowl of oats, a protein shake, and a banana.
Yeah.
Now it just all goes into the blender.
Freeze your banana. It makes it thicker and creamier.
Yeah.
You told me that. You did mention that before.
Because if you freeze your banana, you can actually make almost like an ice cream texture out of it if you don't put in too much liquid. It's so good.
I think that was part of your secret recipe, wasn't it?
I definitely don't put bananas and strawberries. Do you not know? No.
Banana and strawberries are a nice combination.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be like red. It would be like a pinky,
like a creamy color, yeah.
I seen something the other day on TikTok that reminded me of you, and I think you'd love this because this is a hack. So see the way you're like a massive Nutella head?
Oh my gosh, I know what you saw.
A Nutella head.
So when you have like a half-eaten jar of Nutella, you put cream into it,
I saw it,
shake it up, put it into the freezer, and it makes Nutella ice cream.
Yeah. Do you
I
haven't bought a jar of Nutella since I moved to Belfast because I just got to stop spinning out of the jar. Like, I'm 2 years old. Like, I've got to stop. So, like, every time I walk past, I literally touch the jar and then I set it back. Coronavirus, sorry. But I do. Like,
in the supermarket? Yeah. I thought you meant your house.
Here's Melissa just incriminating herself. I walk into shops and touch things and put them back.
I can imagine walking down an aisle, just see Melissa going like that with all the jars from Nutella.
Licking jars in it.
I just, like, go to lift one and then like I can't do it because if I bring that home I will spit all of that into my mouth.
I totally get that.
Like, do you know there's 90 calories in one teaspoon and it's not a loaded teaspoon, it's like a flat teaspoon. It's a lot.
I totally get that. Like, we bought a jar of not Nutella but just chocolate spread because I obviously can't eat Nutella and I think I ate more of it out of the jar than I actually like put on toast or anything.
I don't think I've ever spread Nutella on toast. Like,
have you not?
Like, maybe once in my childhood, but that's not what it's for. It's for like, you know, it's pudding out of the jar. But
I mean, that's not what it's for, like, but...
Well...
Pudding.
Dessert. That's what I mean. But yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
and then
great.
I also saw a Biscoff recipe, if you're into Biscoff. My mum definitely is. And what they do is they get the jar, same thing, half the jar, then half cream, half milk, stir it all up, and then you put it into, like... Do you ever have one of those little, like, leftover Chinese dishes?
Yeah.
so like from your Chinese, you pour half of it in, put it in the freezer for like an hour, bring it back out, then you melt some Biscoff, pour a layer of that in, put it in the freezer, then do the final layer, and then you've got layered Biscoff ice cream.
Oh, that'd be amazing. That sounds class.
Banging, yeah.
Loads TikTok is so good for that stuff.
TikTok has literally taught me everything I now know. I don't know who I was before TikTok.
Yeah.
I don't know what I knew. Wasn't very much. I know everything.
I now fold my tiles in a certain way due to TikTok.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you do the flip and roll, or do you do the fold over and tuck in? Because there's
fold
two.
Over and tuck in.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
There's two on TikTok, and I'm trying to decide which I prefer.
A couple of Saturdays ago, Liv was out, and I was sitting in the house and was watching football and just scrolling through TikTok at halftime. And I came across the video and I got so excited.
Yeah.
I ran upstairs, took all the tiles out of the cabinet.
Can you do it with the big tiles?
Yeah. You fold it four times over and then three times down and then tuck in with the big tiles.
I find it difficult.
I was going to say there, TikTok's underrated, but TikTok is very much rated.
Yeah, I rate it.
I think maybe it's underrated by like people, I guess, of our age are like, no, it's for Gen Z, or we're too old for it. We're not too old for it. We have a lot to learn. I've learned a lot this year.
The kids teaching us this stuff, like.
Yeah.
Like, Ashley does it with plastic. I think we mentioned this before. We did a life hacks episode, didn't we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was talking about, like, the folding the plastic bags into wee triangles.
Honestly, do you know what I've done now? So that I have one of those in a wee triangle. I have it in our little key dish for leaving the house.
Yeah.
I have one in each of my handbags. I have one in my car, one in Scott's car. And like, it's just so good, because I'll tell you what's so annoying, and I keep doing, forgetting my reusable bag.
Yeah.
It didn't bother me when I lived at home. But now my cupboard is so filled with bags. Every single time I have to buy one, I almost cry at the checkout.
And you feel bad throwing them out. Like,
it's not about the price. Like, I nearly had a breakdown in Lidl yesterday, and I was like, I left my bags in the car. I'm so annoyed. I'm thinking about carrying all this. And he was like, you're not going to be able to carry all that. I was like, I know. It's not about buying the bag. I don't care about the 20p. I care about how full my cupboard is. And I can't bring myself to put them in the bin. Because that's not the point. They're reusable.
It's the wastefulness of it as well, isn't it?
I'm so stuck. I'm stuck in this. Like, if I forget them one more time, I'm going to have a mental breakdown. And do you know why it is? It's because I didn't bring my handbag into the shop yesterday, because I didn't know I was going to buy all this stuff. But then you get into the shop and you're like, I have my own home now, and I actually need bread and milk and everything else. It's very, very stressful.
Connor, what else is on your list of underrated things?
There's one wee thing that Liv has started to do. So she's got like these wee smelly, tiny ball fragrance things from Tesco's.
Not
I have no idea what they're called.
But oh, I know what you're talking about.
No, she puts them in like these wee bags and puts them in with all the clothes.
They're the stuff that you're supposed to put them in the washing machine. They're like the wee freshness things.
Yeah. But she just sticks them in like wee pouches and puts them in.
Unstoppable!
I think so.
Yes. Ashley does that too.
Oh my God.
The whole house
my clothes
amazing.
Smell unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, because Jurassic Park.
I hope that's drilling.
So there's a bit of work going on outside the studio, and somebody's been drilling. Yeah, so somebody's out that door drilling. So if you hear noises like that, that's what's going on.
We just all froze and stared at each other.
Your face, oh my God.
It's first time back in the studio, and for a minute there I was like, we have wrecked it. We shouldn't have come back.
No, so my mum used to put things like that in our drawers, but she actually bought, they were called drawer liners, and they came out like almost like tinfoil. Out of a rolly thing.
Yeah.
They were scented and you lined your drawers. But you could also buy things like that. But no, I didn't know you could do that, so I'm going to try that too.
Yeah.
My mum used to do it. She had these wee things that, like, my favourite smell is vanilla.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Like the smell of vanilla, I love it. So she had these wee things you used to hang in your wardrobe in amongst the clothes, and it would make all the clothes smell. But after a while, all I could smell was vanilla, no matter what, and it made me so sick of it.
Yeah.
Like, just to the point where I smelt it and I was like, ugh.
That's
like,
why it's important to change up your fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
At the minute, we're using the pink Unstoppables and I'm obsessed, but we're literally running low and I'm going to pick up the blue ones next time, because you don't want to get sick of a scent.
See, if you chuck them in with a load of towels and like you dry yourself with that towel later in the day, like it's
honestly unbelievable. Like, I feel like I'm discovering so much, because I didn't do my washing before. Everybody said that we were going to struggle, and we don't, because we just do a wash every single day, and not once has it piled up. We're lucky there's a lot of radiators in the apartment, and also
I was going to say, yeah, like, have you got good room to dry things? So we did in our apartment.
We have two balconies, and one of them can't be seen by the public. So I have a big clothes horse, and I dry everything on the balcony. And it's amazing.
Idea.
You know, they're not even over all the radiators in, so it doesn't look... I think when everything's over all the radiators, it can look a little bit messy. So out on the balcony, out of sight, out of mind, and they're dried.
See, in our apartment, we had four radiators and no balcony.
In the whole apartment?
Four radiators,
Oh my goodness.
There's only four rooms. There's only four rooms, so like...
Yeah.
No, well, sorry, four radiators and a tile rack.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was hard to dry stuff like.
No, we haven't struggled with that yet, but come maybe winter, you know. But although it feels like winter right now, but come winter next year,
if you've got two balconies, though, like, if the rain's coming in one side, surely that means you could put it out the other side? Depending on the angle of the rain.
No, because one balcony's here and one's here, so the rain comes in on both. The further back you are on this one, it doesn't come in there. But then you can't get the door open to get the stuff, so it's like, oh no.
Anything else you want to add to the underrated things list before we wrap up today's episode?
Blackout blinds.
Yes.
Yes, you mentioned this.
So I had a blackout blind in my home house, which, to be fair, towards the end I wasn't really using because I was sleeping with it open because I like the light waking me up.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have the option in our house because we've just got regular blinds, and the sun rises on the bedroom side of the house, so it's so bright in the morning, which I personally love.
Yeah.
But because I could sleep in the day like easy, just put a wee eye mask on or whatever, but Scott likes darkness and he's like, I can't sleep. But I won't give him my eye mask because I want it. So
are you still in the, like, I know you've just recently moved out, are you still kind of in the phase where you're calling your parents' house your house and your apartment,
I don't know.
So both of them are my house?
Yeah, I think both of them are my house, or maybe my home house. I think I say my home house.
My home house?
Like my home house. My house at home.
Yeah.
That's my family house. My home house.
Yeah, because Liv still does that. She's like, going, my house. And I'm like, but you're not here.
Ashley does it too. Like, so me and Ashley we've just moved into a new house there, but beforehand we lived in an apartment together for 4 years. Mm. And never once did she say she lived in that apartment. Like, she got her, like, post and all still delivered to home. Like, she never signed up to anything to say that she lived in that apartment. Like, her Amazon parcels and all came there. But, like, anytime I was like, you know, we need to do this. And she's like, I don't need to.
Because
I don't live here. You do.
Yeah, because Liv is now joining the gym that I go to. And there's some sort of discount that you can get if you live in the same house together. But you have to show proof.
Okay.
Liv doesn't have anything that comes to their house, so we have to go to the gym later with our tenancy agreement.
Oh my gosh, I'm having to use my tenancy agreement for everything.
Yeah.
Because I lost my stupid little post slip the other day, and I'd prove my address. And I was like, I can't prove my address. This is the first thing I got posted, and you didn't leave it off for me.
There's more drilling.
Dragon! Oh my gosh, it's so creepy. So I was like, I had to get out my contract and my tenancy agreement. And he got his glasses out to look at it. Like, just believe me.
Yeah.
You know,
I know.
I give him my ID. Obviously, it has my home house address on it. But, like, the post was coming to my name. So there aren't two people with my name.
Mm.
I don't know. Anyway, whatever. I hate those stupid little posts.
Did you not just, like, Google yourself, Wikipedia?
No.
Oh, Connor. Do you know who she is?
I'm only joking.
Anyway, whatever you think is underrated, we would love to hear about it. You can get in contact over on our Instagram page. It is What's Happening Podcast. And while you're there, you could be our listener of the week for next week. And Melissa is going to tell you how you can do that, how you can be the listener of the week.
Yeah. If you want to be our listener of the week, just send us a little DM. Tell us what you loved about the podcast this week, or tell us what your underrated item is, because I am certain we have missed quite a few. I mean, there's definitely loads that we haven't even thought of. Or head on over to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. If you do that, you will definitely be listener of the week.
So that is pretty much all we've got time for this week. Thank you so much for listening to the What's Happening Podcast with Barista the Bar Coffee, as it should be, available in over 395 Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Vivo Extra stores across Northern Ireland. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.